Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody. Oh my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. I hope you're having a great day today. If you're listening live, at 6 o'clock on Monday night, we're on 95.9 True Oldies, Florida. Of course, we are simulcast on 106.9 on the Treasure Coast. We're glad that you're with us. If you're driving on the Turnpike or 95, please be careful, pay attention, but listen carefully because we have some really, really, really important information to give you tonight. Wherever you are, we are. So in addition to all of the places that I just mentioned, 95.9, 106.9 in your car, we're also simulcast on the web, and you can listen to us on iHeartRadio and on TuneIn Radio, and I'll give you all of those details before the show is over, so stay tuned. So I'm not sure that all of us really grasp how many people we know who suffer from chronic disease. Many of us do because we're dealing with it on a day-to-day basis. But one chronic disease that we rarely ever talk about, and in 6 years I've never spoken about, is MS. We've never really talked about MS. And I just found out before the show started that 2.5 million people around the world struggle with MS. Tonight, I have the MS Society here in the form of Nicole Mercado, who is going to tell us all about the wonderful things that the MS Society is doing. If you know somebody who is struggling with that disease, give them a call really quickly because we're going to give them some important information. We're going to tell you about some of the exciting events that are coming up, but more importantly, we're going to tell you about some new and exciting developments in the treatment of MS. So we have a whole host of things to talk to Nicole about, and I'll tell you more about her in just a minute. But first, I want to thank the town of Wellington. I was fortunate enough to speak earlier last week to nearly 100 people. They do an unbelievable job in their senior community, and I want to thank them for inviting me out to talk to them last week. I also had the opportunity to talk to JCC. At the JCC in Boynton Beach, every Tuesday for the next four more weeks, I did the first week, there's going to be four more. It's going to be on Wednesdays at 10 o'clock. I encourage you to go. We're talking about brain health. And I did the first session, but there's going to be multiple different speakers. It's going to be at 10 o'clock every Wednesday for the next 4 weeks. I encourage you to go to the JCC. I want to thank them for including me. Of course, I caught ill there, so I need to take a moment and thank my son Latino for filling in for me at Abbey Del Rey. I also want to tell everybody, if you're listening from the Ibis Country Club, that we are doing a three-week brain health series at Ibis Country Club starting tomorrow at 11:30. It'll include lunch and include a presentation. There'll be three different presentations. Tomorrow will be nutrition and exercise and how it can impact your brain health. Next week, if you haven't heard me, you get to listen to me, and if you had, too bad, you get to listen again. And in 3 weeks, we're going to have Dr. David Watson. Dr. Watson is one of the leading clinical researchers in the country, and he is going to be speaking at this series at Ibis Country Club. Call Ibis, call Nadine Moody, who is their executive director of health, I think, their executive health director, and you need to find out more about that if you want to do that. Also, if you're interested in being more educated, Alpert Jewish Family and Children's Service is holding a 10-week series at the JCC in Boynton Beach called Aging Mastery Program. It's in conjunction with the National Council on Aging, and I encourage you to find out more about that. That starts next week at the JCC in Boynton Beach, and you can call them for more information. But that's not why you tuned in tonight. You tuned in tonight to listen to my guest. So here, let me tell you a little bit about her. Nicole Mercado has been in the nonprofit arena for 9 years. She mostly has spent that time in fundraising and development, with six of those years spent in nonprofit endurance event field. And endurance events are really interesting, particularly in the area of chronic disease. So I can't wait to talk to her a little bit more about that. She has headed up the Bike MS event, or is heading up the Bike MS event in March. And we're going to talk about that. For the 2016 South Florida chapter of the National MS Society. That event, that Bike MS event, raised over $1.6 million. Did I get that right? Or?
Between the two events that I oversee, we brought in over $1.6
million. $1.6 million. That's real money. For almost anybody, that's real money. On a personal note, though, her mother-in-law has lived with MS for 30 years now, and she's an amazing source of inspiration to Nicole and to her husband, who happens to be sitting in the studio, who's excitedly watching Nicole and I talk tonight. Well, Nicole hasn't really talked much. So far, it's only been me. But they ride each year in honor of his mom, and so we're very excited that you're here. So, Nicole, welcome to Oh My God. How are you?
I'm very well, very excited to be here.
Good. So, you know, I think most people, well, maybe not most people, a lot of people have no idea what MS is.
Right.
Right? I mean, it's a word we use, musculosclerosis.
Correct.
Right? I think people are very confused about MS. They have it confused with other neuromuscular mm-hmm. diseases. So why don't we start at the beginning? What is MS?
Okay. Let's just go straight to the basics, right?
Okay.
So pretty much MS is it's an unpredictable disease of the central nervous system. It disrupts the flow of information within the brain and between the brain and the body. And the hardest part is that there's not one test that you can take that will diagnose you with MS.
Right.
So that's kind of a process of elimination. So they take your medical history, they look at the neurological exams, lab tests, and they rule out a bunch of other things before they can really diagnose you with multiple sclerosis. They look at MRIs, blood tests, things like that, and that's kind of how they get you through a process of elimination.
So MS affects people very differently.
Absolutely.
Though, right? I mean, I know one particular friend with MS who's had it for 20 years.
Absolutely.
You said your mother-in-law
had it for
30 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure living a very productive life. And yet I know people who have been diagnosed just a few years ago mm-hmm. who are really struggling. So is MS not just one disease, or is it multiple diseases?
There's different types of MS. So there's primary progressive, there's relapsing remitting. There's different forms of MS, and each kind of come with their own set of symptoms.
So that's interesting, because I always thought those two that you just mentioned were the same. So I mean, that's a little I know about that. So just for argument's sake, what are the differences between primary progressive and... What did you say?
Relapsing and remitting. So I don't know in details about the differences
right.
between.
We're
all
not doctors here.
Right.
Right.
But just some of the general symptoms of MS. You know, there's fatigue. There's walking difficulties. Fatigue. About 80% of our patients say fatigue is one of the main things that they experience, which kind of makes it hard initially to diagnose the MS, because some of the things that we experience or that our patients have experienced are things that could be attributed to a number of diseases. Right.
Right. Right.
They get numbness or tingling in their extremities. They have weakness, vision problems, dizziness, vertigo. So a lot of these different things are some of the common symptoms that people have. Some of the less common symptoms, they'll have speech problems, swallowing problems, tremors, seizures. So there's a number of different things that can be attributed to MS.
And so all of the things that you listed there, as you said, could be attributable to other diseases.
Absolutely.
I mean, some of those same symptoms could be ascribed to somebody struggling with Parkinson's disease. It could be early stage dementia in some cases, although they're not typically the tingling and those kinds of things. So
correct.
There's a lot. So is it a process of elimination, or is there something that kind of does tell everybody right off the bat that they should be headed towards MS as a diagnosis, or is it... is it really the process of elimination?
Since there isn't that one kind of lab test that gives us that straight diagnosis, it really is that process of elimination.
Right.
It really, most of our patients are diagnosed between 20 and 50 years old. Women are more apt to get it than men. But outside of that, it's really working with your doctor and working with your neurologist.
So the average age for diagnosis is between 20 and 50?
Correct.
Does it affect kids?
Not as frequently.
Right.
Okay. It's really just kind of that we find that most people are diagnosed between that age range of 20 to 50.
Okay. And more women than men.
Correct.
And does anybody know why that is?
there is some research being done to see if it's a hormonal kind of thing.
Right.
But women are 2 to 3 times more likely to get it than men.
2 to 3 times more.
Mm-hmm.
That's really fascinating. And And the person that diagnoses this is not typically your primary care physician, correct, right? It is a neurologist. Now, mm-hmm. we were talking off air before that there are neurologists that specialize in different kinds of neurological diseases. Is there somebody? Well, I know there's one, but is there a particular type of neurologist that you would go to if you suspect MS, or can any neurologist point you in that right direction?
So once you do receive a diagnosis, whether it be through, if you have been diagnosed through your primary care, let's say they have run all the tests, or through any doctor in your care team has diagnosed you, one of the great services that we offer is our MS Navigators. So any person at any point can call 1-800-FIGHT-MS or go to our website, nationalmssociety.org, and chat live with an MS Navigator 24/7. And these are all navigators who are trained to work with any patient at any point of their diagnosis. And they can put you in touch with all the resources that you need, including getting you in touch with the right neurologist that can help you.
So I don't want to beat this to death, but I do think that again, some of the symptoms that you described can be ascribed to almost any neurological disease. Mm-hmm. Is there commonality? I don't even know if you know this. Is there commonality, for example, in other neuromuscular type diseases and MS? I've done shows on ALS, mm-hmm. Which I know is not the same disease.
Right.
I know everybody understands it's not the same disease. But there are diseases, they all kind of affect you in similar ways, but yet they're all different.
Right.
Right? And it matters to be diagnosed properly.
Correctly? Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So it's really, it honestly just comes down to working with your doctor on what your symptoms are, and going through the testing that is available to get that proper diagnosis.
So let's talk again about the symptoms, because we kind of glossed over mm-hmm. them pretty quickly. What are the things that could be happening to you that would make you want to have yourself checked out in more detail?
The most common symptoms that our patients express to us are fatigue, walking difficulties, numbness or tingling, particularly in those extremities in your arms and your legs, weakness in your muscles, vision problems, dizziness, vertigo, bladder problems, cognitive changes, things like that. Some of the less common symptoms are speech problems, swallowing problems, tremors, seizures, and things of that nature.
Not everybody who has those has MS.
Correct. And not everybody has all of those symptoms.
Right.
So that's the other thing to remember, that just because you don't have all of them doesn't mean you may not have MS. So you may only have a few of those symptoms.
Because I was thinking as you were going through them, that was me yesterday. A whole host of days, actually.
Yeah, so personally, my only experience one or two of them. So it's not you don't have to check all the boxes, but if you're checking one or two of them on a frequent basis, you might want to get something checked out.
Does anybody know why one person will adopt one type of MS and another person will adopt a different type of MS, why it would take a different pathway? Has there been any research that you're aware of done yet?
There's so many underlying factors. They've looked at things from where you were born, your genetics. It's not necessarily hereditary, but there are genetic underlying factors. So,
that's interesting.
Yeah. So, there's definitely a lot of things to look into as to why one person may get primary progressive and one person may get relapse remit. So there's a lot of.
So I know we're here to talk about MS, but it's amazing how the same thing could be said for so many other diseases. That mm-hmm. it's not necessarily hereditary, but there is a genetic
right
predisposition, if you will, based on that. So. Are there certain gene pools that are more subject? I guess there are. You just said there are. So I know in some diseases, Ashkenazi Jews are more susceptible to that. The same is true in Parkinson's, by the way, I'm aware of. Is that also true with MS? Is it geographical? Is it, is there any kind of commonality?
There's been some studies done based on geographics. If you are from colder weather, that you may be more prone to MS. But I don't have those particular facts with me today.
Okay. finding the right doctor matters, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Right? I mean, and there are a lot of people who think they know what they're doing. I have a chapter in my book called Go to My Doctor, He's Second Best. Nobody ever says go to my doctor, he's second best. I say, go to my doctor, he's the best.
But, right.
But in few diseases, is it more important to find the right doctor than it is in MS, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so do we have – I know the answer to this, but the audience doesn't.
Okay.
So do we have some people down in this part of the world that are specialists in MS?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's where, you know, getting in touch with that 1-800-FIGHT-MS, letting them know what area you live in, and they'll partner you with the neurologists and the doctors and that right team of people in your area that will that can help you.
So we're going to talk a lot about what the MS Society can do for you, because, mm-hmm. but it also, in terms of what it can do for you on a personal level, the MS Society also is investing a tremendous amount of effort in the area of research.
Correct.
Correct?
Correct.
And we're making real progress.
Absolutely. All
right. We're going to talk more about that progress as soon as we come back. If you're just tuning in, it's Scott Greenberg on Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom. I am here tonight with Nicole Mercado, who is the bike manager, but she's even more than that, at the MS Society. She's here to explain what MS is, what the MS Society will do. We're going to talk about the events that are coming up. We're going to talk about how, if you think you might be suffering from MS and you would like some more information about that, we're going to learn more about, if you already know somebody who has a disease, what services the society can offer to you. There is so much available for those that are struggling with MS, and they do some amazing work. They really do. I know an awful lot of people who have had a lot of familiarity and experience with the MS Society over time, and they have nothing but the finest things to say. So we're going to talk more with Nicole Mercado from the MS Society. If you're just tuning in, it's Scott Greenberg on Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom. We're here every Monday night live, 6 o'clock on 95.9 True Oldies, 106.9 on the Treasure Coast. We rebroadcast on Long Island, 103.9 FM, every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock on 103.9 Long Island's Talk Radio, and then again rebroadcast on these same two stations every Sunday morning. So we're glad that you're with us. If you're a regular, thank you for joining us. If you're new, we're glad that you found us, and we hope that you stay. If you have questions about MS or if any specific question about some upcoming events, you can reach Nicole or myself at 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by six family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or visit our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, caregiver stress is a real condition and it's becoming an epidemic.
That's right, Mike. Chronic diseases like Parkinson's, MS, Alzheimer's, cancer, among others, affect more than just the person with the diagnosis. They affect the entire family, oftentimes putting added stress on the primary family caregiver. In fact, 64% of family caregivers who do not seek outside help will predecease their loved one living with Alzheimer's disease. Even just a few hours of respite care a week can give someone a much-needed break so that they can be the best caregiver they can be. Whether it's time to schedule a hair appointment, a card game, an exercise class, or lunch with friends. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're glad that you're with us. This is Scott Greenberg. Oh My God, I am getting older and so is my mom. Thank you for tuning in. We're here tonight talking about the MS Society. Nicole Mercado is here. She is the MS bike event manager, but they do so much more, and she's going to tell us all about what the MS Society does. We're going to talk about how you can get involved. We're going to talk about, in just a second, we're going to talk about some of the latest developments in terms of treatment. All of these things are very important. And then, if you know somebody who has MS or think they may have MS, we're going to tell you who you should call and why, so get that pen and paper out. And then, if you think you might be struggling with it, we can tell you what to do about it. And more importantly, if you'd like to help, we're going to tell you how you can get involved in that as well. So, Nicole, right before we went to break, we were talking about the early warning signs. We were talking about the different pathways that the disease takes. We were talking about, some of the early warning signs, some of the things that mirror other diseases, and finding the right doctor. All of those things were things that we mentioned before. But there's new treatments.
Right.
And some of these treatments are like exciting as can be, right?
We're doing a lot of exciting things at the National MS Society.
So let's hear about them.
So, some of the great things that we do, we do a lot of great things for our patients, our people living with MS, and we'll talk about some of those things in a little bit. And we've really tried to put as much as we can into research. We made great strides, even in the past, few years. And just this past year alone in 2017, the FDA approved Ocrevus. And its official name is something I cannot even pronounce, but Ocrevus is for people with primary progressive or relapsing MS. And it's the first disease-modifying therapy that's been approved by the FDA for primary progressive multiple sclerosis.
And what's its impact on the disease? Is it putting it into remission, or is it arresting its development?
So it's actually, we've seen it put some of our patients into remission.
Really?
Yes.
That's really exciting.
Exactly. So they take it through, it's done through IV. It's done through an infusion every 6 months. And we've seen some of our patients get some of their, some of their motor skills back. They've gotten some of their, some of the things that they've lost throughout the progression of their disease have undone themselves. And they've been able to get some of those things back and, gotten some of their quality of life back. And that's what's really most important for us at the society, is helping them live their best life possible.
So, I may ask you some questions you don't know the answer to because it's new, and so I apologize.
Correct.
But when do you have a sense, or do the drug company have a sense that this is further down the disease progression, the recovery is better? Do you start the drug as soon as the diagnosis is there? Does it work equally well with newly diagnosed as with someone who's been diagnosed for a long time? Does it work for everybody? Other than that, I have nothing to ask.
Well, I mean, at this point, we are able to use it with patients that have both primary progressive and relapsing. There are some different factors, so it's not, not every patient that has both types of MS can use Ocrevus.
Okay.
So it's really up to working with your doctor to see if you are a primary candidate for for this particular drug. Okay. So it's not something that is a blanket. If you have either one of these types of MS, you can run out and your doctor will...
So it's not universal.
Correct.
Okay.
So there are some, you know, there's some factors into it, you know, to what your particular situation is, to what your history is, to see if this will be a good fit for you.
But you got to start somewhere. So that's...
Right.
So
but we have found for the patients that have been you know, good candidates for this drug, that it has been extremely successful for them.
And so that the remission part is mm-hmm. really exciting. Has there also been benefit for those who have not had remission, that it has been a stabilizing factor,
yes.
slowed the progression?
Yes.
Because that's sometimes critical as well.
Yes, I mean,
right?
This really has been a game-changing drug for multiple sclerosis. I mean, it really has just been a completely just... It's been magical for us. Like, it totally was just game changing last year. And it was one of those things that as a staff person for the MS Society, it puts everything in perspective, right? It puts all those, the long days and the right. crazy weeks of events and all the things that we do, it puts it all in perspective. This is why we do what we do, is to be able to fund these kind of things and to be able to provide this kind of research and provide these kind of breakthroughs for our patients living with MS.
So you're in the South Florida chapter. How big is the MS Society? Where is the headquarters? Is it? We didn't even talk about that, but it just came to mind.
So, I mean, we are all over the country. There are over 60 chapters all over the country. There's three chapters in Florida alone. The South Florida office is in Fort Lauderdale. And that's where I'm based out of. We have a mid-Florida chapter and a North Florida chapter as well.
Cool.
So we are everywhere.
So I do want to talk about what the chapter can do for you. Let's talk about the Navigator program briefly before the next break, because if people have these kinds of questions, so if somebody is hearing about this new treatment for the first time tonight, mm-hmm. their ears have to be perking up.
Right.
All right. Now, you have not said that it's a cure, because it is not a cure.
Correct.
But it is making some unbelievable progress for people who up till now have not had any progress.
Correct.
So I assume that you can get the kind of information and help and direction that you need from the Navigator program.
Correct.
So talk about the Navigator program.
So the MS Navigators are available through 1-800-FIGHT-MS and through nationalmssociety.org through our chat now. Box that we have as soon as you go to nationalmssociety.org, a chat now box is available. And they can help you not just with getting your neurologist and getting information about Ocrevus, but even if you're newly diagnosed and you need transportation to your doctor's appointments, or if you need help getting on Medicaid, or you need help finding a doctor or finding resources, that's what they're there for. We even, some of our patients don't have access to any of those things.
Right.
We've had some of our Navigators, they partner with the local police departments and have police dispatch to do wellness visits right. on some of our patients, because they don't have the resources and their lights are turned off and they don't have food and they don't have utilities. And we partner with all of those different components to get their lights turned back on, to get food in their fridge, to get, their water running again, to get power wheelchairs to them so they can, maneuver around their houses. So it's really just an all-encompassing, program that we're providing to make sure that our patients are living the best life that they can possibly lead.
Right. It's terrific. If you're just tuning in, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God. I'm getting older, so is my mom, here tonight with Nicole Mercado from the MS Society. We're talking about just now some very exciting developments. There is new drug treatment available, and it's showing great promise, and it is showing actual remission, not in every case, but in some cases and in many cases. So it offers an awful lot of hope. We're also talking about the Navigator program and some of the things that the Society can, in fact, do for you if you know somebody who has the disease or if you yourself have the disease. Oftentimes, we don't know what we don't know, and unless you reach out and find out, you'll never know, and there are an awful lot of ways that the MS Society can help you. So we're going to talk more about multiple sclerosis in just a minute, but if you're just tuning in and you'd like to ask Nicole a question, or if you have any questions about MS in particular, the good news is you can call us. Just call 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were stationed might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. If you know somebody who has MS, or if you have a family member who has struggled with it, or you suspect that you might have something like MS, tonight's show is for you. I am here with Nicole Mercado from the MS Society. We are talking about what the MS Society, well, now we're talking about what the MS Society can do for you. We talked about some of the new developments and a new drug that's been approved that is showing miraculous effects with some people with the disease. It's very promising. It's very exciting. We also talked about what the disease entails, what some of the symptoms are. The symptoms can mirror a lot of other things, so it's important to understand whether or not you do or don't, because early treatment can help slow the progression, or certainly can do things that can help you outfit your home, for example, a little bit better. We talked about the Navigator program, which is a program available to those people who call in. It's a free service. There are other things that the MS Society can do, and Nicole, I'd like to talk a little bit about those at the moment. So in addition to all of the things that you mentioned before the break, some of the other things, you have support groups, for example.
Absolutely.
Right? Because as is the case in all of these diseases, they are they're family diseases. They're not just for the person who's struggling
Absolutely.
With the disease. These chronic diseases affect more than just the person. Not that that's not the most important person, but everybody is impacted. So tell me about the support groups, if you will.
So we do have some support groups and programs right here in Palm Beach County.
Cool.
So we have two self-help groups in Palm Beach County. One is in Boynton Beach and one is in North Palm Beach.
Okay.
So for the details on those two specific groups, you can go to the NationalMSSociety.org, search by zip code, and then you can get the details on when and where those two groups meet. And then we have a couple of programs coming up in Palm Beach County as well. One is Live Fully, Live Well. The topic is Six Dimensions of Wellness. It's a multi-week program. They meet every Thursday from 2 to 4 p.m. They'll start February 22nd, and that's going to be in Boca. And then there's Everyday Matters, and their topic is positive psychology. And that's going to be Saturday, April 14th at the Courtyard Marriott in Boynton Beach. And that's going to be from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
That's great. Some of the other things that you do that I don't think people are aware of is that you actually will pay for caregivers for not unlimited, but for a limited amount. You'll actually pay for caregivers for somebody who needs help struggling with the disease,
right.
Correct?
Correct. And that's facilitated through that Navigator program.
Through the Navigator program.
Right. So that's where, you know, when you call that 1-800-FIGHT-MS number and you get in touch with that navigator, you let them know what you need. You know, we actually just heard of a story of a woman. Her name was Patty, and Patty lives in a very rural area. Her husband works 12 to 14 hours a day, and he, you know, needs to provide for his family. And Patty couldn't get out of bed by herself. She right. couldn't cook or clean or, you know, even use the restroom by herself or bathe herself. And we were able to get her somebody in the house every day
wow.
that helps cook, helps clean, helps, you know, keep things running smoothly. So that way her husband doesn't have to worry about those things while he's out working those long days to provide for the family. So those are things that we're able to help offset the cost of through our resources, through the Navigator program.
And, you mentioned just briefly, I know that you mentioned the electric wheelchair, which,
yeah.
You know, which is really not an inexpensive item, certainly.
Right.
I understand that. But you can help with other durable medical equipment
Absolutely.
And occupational therapy training and the kinds of things. You know, you use the term, it's interesting that you use it. You use the term, live their best life possible.
Absolutely.
That's frankly our tagline.
Oh, so, is it really?
Yeah, that really is. So, I find it funny that you use that. The reason I think that's so important is because we tend to focus on all of these diseases on that which is lost, and we rarely ever focus on that which is still preserved. And particularly in the area of MS, I'm guessing, because I'm not an expert, I'm anything but an expert, right? You know, you have some physical deficiencies that appear as a result of the disease. There are things you can no longer do
mm-hmm.
that you used to be able to do, but there's still so much you can do.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I know we're going to talk about events in a couple of minutes, but, you know, as I work with the bike program, that I'm the senior manager for bike, and we have, as part of the bike program, I Ride with MS is a subset program
right.
that we have, and it's for cyclists that live with MS and that do our bike ride. And it's amazing to see these cyclists that have overcome the physical, you know, setbacks of living with MS and get out to the ride 50, 75, 100, 150 miles on their bikes, on recumbent bikes, on anything that they need to, and they get it done. And it's just, it's amazing to watch.
Yeah, I think unless you're impacted or know somebody who's impacted, you know, we think all of the people who struggle with these diseases are locked behind closed doors and don't go out. But the truth is they have a real life to live. They need to continue to live their
mm-hmm.
life. They need to continue to work in most cases, right? Because it's not
right.
cheap being sick
right.
and all of those other things. And then you mentioned Medicaid planning. That was really interesting, right?
Right?
So that's very an important component part of what you can do as well.
Right. The Navigators work with all of our patients or anybody that calls the Navigator hotline or works with the Navigator online through the chats to make sure that they have everything they need to be able to get Medicaid squared away.
So we're going to come back and talk about all of the events that you do, because you do a whole host of events all of the things you do cost money.
Correct.
And we need to raise money so
yes,
that you
sir.
Can support the people who have the disease. It goes hand in hand. If you are interested in learning how you can get involved in MS, you're going to want to stick around when I continue to talk with my guest, Nicole Mercado from the MS Society. If you're just tuning in, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Here every Monday night on 95.9 FM. True Oldies, Florida, because we are also on 106.9 on the Treasure Coast. We rebroadcast on Long Island, 103.9 FM, Long Island's Talk Radio, and back again Sunday morning, replay mode, 7 a.m. every Sunday morning at 106.9 and 95.9. We're glad that you're with us tonight. If you know somebody with MS, or you know somebody, or you yourself may have, and you want to learn about how you might be able to get involved, or how you can send money, we're going to tell you all of those things as well. So tune in. But in the meantime, if you have any questions, you can call us 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
Senior Services, Melissa at Comfort Care. You're an agency, not a nurse registry, right?
Yes, Mike. When looking at home care in South Florida, there are two types of companies, and on the front, we look very much the same. We're an agency, which means all of our caregivers are our employees. They are licensed, bonded, and insured. We pay the professional liability insurance, we pay the workers' comp insurance, the overtime, and we pay the employment taxes. In other words, we are the true employer. When working with a nurse registry, the client is the employer, and that matters. Another big difference is the ability to train. Agencies are allowed to train, and we do. We conduct both field training and in-home training. A nurse registry's caregivers are deemed experts in their field and therefore are not allowed to be trained by the registry over and above what the state requires. We also have a very rigorous hiring process. The caregiver pool in South Florida is huge, and we strive to hire the top 20%. We do that in a few ways, including testing, interviews, background checks over and above what the state requires, and passing the family test. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life. So remember, let our family take care of your family and call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We are talking about MS tonight. I'm here with Nicole Mercado from the MS Society. If you just tuned in, it's a shame that you have missed the show. We've had a lot of interesting information out there for you about the disease, about some of the symptoms, about the early warning signs, about some new, wonderful, exciting, unbelievable progress in new medications that have been introduced that are showing not only great promise, but great results. It's more than just promise anymore. It is great results. Those are all very, very exciting. We talked about some of the services that the MS Society can provide for you. All of these things take money. And so rather than just ask you for a check, however, they do some wonderful events. And Nicole, one of her primary jobs is she is the bike manager or bike event coordinator. The MS bike event is like a big deal, right? it's a ride.
It's some,
right?
something like that.
So why don't we talk about that first? I know there are other programs, but I know how important the bike is for you. So let's talk about MS Bike for you first.
So Bike MS is very near and dear to my heart. So I oversee Bike MS Breakaway to Key Largo. It is a 2-day cycling event. It's March 3rd and 4th this year. We started at FIU. and go down to Key Largo on day one. Wow. You have the option of 50, 75, or 100-mile routes. And then we stay overnight in Key Largo. We have a nice pool party. We do a couple of different things there to celebrate. And then if you choose to ride day two, we do 50 or 75 miles back to FIU on Sunday.
So you can do 100 to 300 miles, or 100 to 150 miles.
Yeah, right? Some people do up to 175 miles over the weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And are they typically, or do they include people who are struggling with MS?
Absolutely. So we have that I Ride With MS program. So we have some of our riders, some of our cyclists have been living with MS for 20, 30 years.
And how many people participate in this?
We have about 1,000 riders.
1,000 riders.
Last year, we raised a little over $1 million alone in the South Florida ride.
Right. So you're the reason that it takes 6 hours to get to Key Largo. Because they're all on the road at the same time. Really, 1,000 riders. Mm-hmm. That's, to me, that is an amazing accomplishment.
It's quite a weekend.
Wow, that's amazing.
It is quite a weekend.
But that isn't the only event that you do. You do other events as well, right?
Correct.
Let's talk about some of the other events.
We have Walk MS. Right. And then here in Palm Beach County, we have two walks.
Right.
So coming up on February 25th is our walk in Palm Beach. So it's in at the waterfront in downtown West Palm. And then we'll have another one in Boca, which will be on Sunday, March 25th at the CSL Plasma Building.
I walked in that one last year.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it was great. Actually, I shouldn't say that. I showed up. I wrote a check. And it was raining, so then I got in the car.
It was raining quite a bit during setup for that one. I remember very vividly that day.
Right. So I had all good intentions, but I chickened out. I really did. But you raised a lot of money in both of the MS walks and on Bike MS. And you also have an unbelievable luncheon that you just finished.
We just did our gala luncheon 2 weeks ago. This year we honored Rocco of Rocco's Tacos.
All right.
He came forward with his story of living with MS last year.
Right.
And so we honored him.
And you have like 500 or 600 or 700 people come up.
About 700 people come to that luncheon every year.
I know, that's a big. Are there other events that I missed?
We have our golf tournament coming up on April 27th at Glen Eagles in Delray.
Okay. It's a great golf course.
Yeah, so we'll be playing there on April 27th.
Right. So that's really exciting. But people don't have to participate. They can write checks, too.
Absolutely. Right? I've never met a donation I didn't like.
So if people want to make donations, or frankly, if they want to get involved in any of the events that you've identified, mm-hmm. what should people do?
They can just give me a call directly. My office line is 954-676-3911. And I'll be more than happy if they want to, you know, work with Bike, I can work with them personally. And if they want to work with a different event or any other contribution, I can get them in touch with the appropriate staff.
And the Bike MS program, do you need volunteers for that?
We always need volunteers for Bike, for Walk, for any of the things that we do. We're always looking for help.
And they contact you the same way?
Absolutely.
For that?
Absolutely. And I can pass them along to the right staff person.
All right. And are there requirements, or you just have to have a willing heart and sneakers?
Okay. Absolutely.
Right. So I'm curious about the bike because mm-hmm. I don't know much about the Bike MS ride. 1,000 people. Well, kidding aside, it does sound like an amazing logistical nightmare.
There are a lot of moving pieces.
Right. So, but to raise $1 million, that's really astounding. Do you have to have special equipment if you're just a regular bike rider? Can anybody just show up and do
anybody
that?
Do
you
can
have to
do
prove
this?
That you can do it?
Everybody can do this. We do have a fundraising minimum per cyclist. So we ask that each person raise $350 per rider.
Okay.
Many of our cyclists go, you know, well above and beyond that. We work with you on your fundraising to help you reach your goals. But we allow, we have some people do it on mountain bikes, some people do it on road bikes, some people do it on hybrids. It's really, you know, really whatever you're comfortable on.
And it starts, you said, at FIU, which is
in Miami.
Mm-hmm. And it goes down to Key Largo.
Correct.
Where do they stay overnight if they stay overnight?
We stay at the Holiday Inn. There's a Holiday Inn and a few other hotels in that area.
And it can accommodate everybody mm-hmm. who stays over.
And we also have a campsite that we use. That way, if you would rather camp and not purchase a hotel room overnight, we have that option for free lodging.
Wow, that's great. So tell me again, not me, but tell everybody how they can find out more about Bike MS and the other events. Who should they call? What number? What website? Give them all the information.
So for online, you can go to nationalmssociety.org. Search by zip code. You can find all of our events. You can call me at 954-676-3911. And you can go to bikemstlargo.org for information about Bike MS specifically.
If you just tune in tonight, we're talking about MS. MS affects nearly 2.5 million people worldwide. It is a chronic disease that affects two to three times more women than it does men. Interestingly enough, the diagnosis typically occurs between the age of 20 and 50. It's a young person's disease that lasts a very long time, well into your senior years. It can be more complex or less complex, but they are making great progress, and it's really, really exciting. Some of the things that are happening in the world of MS. I'm going to ask Nicole a few more things before the show is out, but we've been here talking about that with Nicole Mercado, who is the Bike MS manager, but she's so much more than that, as she has shown tonight. I first want to tell you, if you missed the show and you're sorry that you did, but you wish you hadn't, we have good news. We podcast. You just have to search OMG, I'm Getting Tomorrow, and up we will pop. You can listen to this show or any of the other shows that we've done, and if you're a regular listener, you know that we do a whole host of different shows about different subjects. If you're new, we do a whole host of shows about different subjects, and you can find that out by going to podcast and looking up OMG, I'm Getting. Of course, we also put it up on our website. If you're not a podcaster, all you have to do is search www.palmbeach.comforcare.com, comforcare.com. I know you want to put a T in there. Don't do that. It's palmbeach.comforcare.com. You can listen wherever you are. No excuse. If you don't have a radio, it does not matter. You just have a smartphone and you can download an app. Of course, you can download an app called TuneIn Radio, WSVU. I think it shows up as 960 AM. And you can set a reminder to listen to us each week wherever you are. We simulcast both locally, nationally, and internationally on www.trueoldiesfla.com. www.trueoldiesfla.com. Next week, we're going to be talking about a new approach to senior living. There's a new senior living community opening up in Lake Worth called The Landing. It's opening up quite soon. It's going to be assisted in memory care. Robin Gliboff, she is the executive director. She's going to be here. She relocated down here from the D.C. area. I spent some time talking with her about this new community last week. It's going to be a very exciting community applying new approaches to their level of care to improve the quality of one's experience while they're living in senior living. Senior living is not your mother's nursing home. There are a lot of interesting things for you to consider when you're looking at senior living options. And Robin's going to talk to us about both The Landing, but more importantly, about the things you should be thinking about when you're looking at senior living for either you or your loved one or your mom or your dad, and if they're not your loved one. And you can do all of those things. So make sure that you tune in next week when Robin Gliboff will be here. In 2 weeks, it'll be President's Day. So I don't know exactly what we're going to be doing on President's Day, but I promise you it will be fun. So tune in 2 weeks as well. But while we're still here, I want to ask Nicole Mercado here from the MS Society one more time about the Navigator program and how people with MS who have a whole host of questions. We've opened the door tonight to a whole host of opportunity for people that they may not know had been available to them. So there's all the services that the society offers. There's the drug treatment. There's the the new drug treatments. There's the support group opportunity for people. There's events that you can get involved in. And then there's early diagnosis and finding the right doctor. And the only way you can do that is to utilize the services, not the only way, but the best way to do mm-hmm. that is to utilize the services from what you refer to as the MS Navigator program.
Correct.
So if people are interested in learning more and have a lot of questions, but were too shy to call mm-hmm. tonight, how do they reach the Navigators?
1-800-FIGHT-MS or nationalmssociety.org. And you can get a live MS Navigator 24/7 that can partner you with all the resources you need, doctors you need, get you set up with Medicaid if you need that and you qualify for it, and get you in touch with everything that you need to help you live your best life.
And the MS, the diagnosis of MS isn't the, I always say people aren't dying with things like MS, they're living with MS.
Absolutely.
Right? So it is not the kind of disease any longer where you have to go crawl into a hole and hide behind closed doors.
No, absolutely not.
You can really, you know, we both were joking about living the best life possible.
Right.
But in fact, that is true, right? There are so many available options out there for people who are diagnosed with MS or with other chronic diseases.
Absolutely.
And I guess I didn't ask you this, but I should. MS Society deals exclusively with MS,
correct,
not with any of the other parallel diseases.
Correct.
Is that true?
That's
but
correct.
I assume that you partner with like-minded organizations and that some of the research overlaps?
Absolutely.
Right?
So absolutely.
That's really, really interesting. Anything I should have asked you I forgot?
I think we covered everything that I was hoping we'd cover.
We certainly did. If you're a regular listener to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom, you know that we are here every Monday night live, 6 o'clock on 95.9 106.9 FM. You've been a terrific guest.
Thank you.
I appreciate the fact that you came so far and so well prepared. And your husband was good. He didn't interfere at all. He didn't say a word. He wanted to, but he was great. No, seriously, it's great. Keep up the good work that you do. He's a teacher, so he's doing some great work as well. So they're a very nice young couple and doing wonderful work. The MS Society is an organization you need to know more about if you or somebody you know is struggling with MS. And I encourage you to find out more information by going to their website. Next week, we're going to be talking about senior living. We're going to be, as I said, in 2 weeks, I'm not exactly sure. We're going to be talking to a heart specialist in 3 weeks, because this is National Heart Month. If you're listening on Long Island, we hope that you have hope you had a wonderful day today. If you're listening on Sunday morning, we hope that the day ahead is terrific for you as well. Of course, Scott Greenberg, Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom, is a show about boomers and their parents. If you have subject matter that you would like to talk to us about, don't hesitate to give us a call, and we'll be happy to bring it to you as best that we possibly can. One more time, Nicole, how do people find out more information about the MS Society and the events that you're doing? Why don't we give them the numbers one more time?
At nationalmssociety.org, or they can call me directly at 954-676-3911.
And I'm sure that your executive director is going to be proud of this. you filled in amiably. For sure.
Thank you. It was a pleasure being here.
I can't thank you enough, and thanks for being so fun and so alive. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. We're going to see you next week. This is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. Every Monday night, 95.9 FM, 106.9 FM. Have a good night, everybody. We'll see you next Monday evening.